We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Kufnun Vav, the Shar HaYirah, the 12th chapter. And the Magid Miduvna had explained that there are two types of people in the world. There are those extra pious with whom Hashem is very exacting in His demands. And when they're off, even by a hair's width, so Hashem takes them to task over it, and that is because they are such giants. And the Magid Miduvna had quoted from the story of Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron that entered in the service of Hashem. They entered the Holy of Holies and they erred in their calculation of what they should have done. And a fire came out and killed them on the spot. And Aaron, their father, stood stunned. Here it's the great day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and his two sons were burnt to a crisp for erring in their judgment. And Moshe comes over to Aaron and tells him, this is what God said, Bikrova yekadesh v'alpnei chol ha'am mekaved. And the Magid Miduvna is giving us a tremendous insight into this pasuk, an unusual understanding. And he says, Bikrova yekadesh means that those who are close to me, those who are on a tremendously high level, so then ekadesh, they have to be completely holy. And your sons were on that level. And that's why when they were off, even on a slight thing, Hashem took them to task over it. Ve'al p'nei chol ha'am ekaved, we're starting the top of page Kuf Nun Vav, and the continuation of the verse that says, and the rest of the nation will honor me. What that part of the pasuk means is, "Dai b'madregat kavod, rak li'zaher be'atzmam shelo lifgua b'chvodi." The rest of the nation who are not so holy, well, my expectations from them are less. All they have to do is ensure that they are honoring me, and that they don't err in that basic level of being a God-fearing person in honoring Hashem. Lechabed et Hashem anichbad, shelo liyot chas v'shalom lemorat ruach nigdo. That they shouldn't, God forbid, be rebellious against Hashem. Shelo lamrot enei kvodo b'mitzvot aseh v'mitzvot lo taseh. Not to rebel, so to speak, in transgressing the proactive commandments or the prohibitions. Aval tzadikim, but when it comes to the righteous, medaktekim imem kechut ha'sara, with them Hashem is accurate hairs with. Ki lefi godin ma'alato v'tzidkato, because in accordance with His greatness and His righteousness, gam bedavar katan yishbo avon v'chet. Even if His error is in something minuscule, well, even something minuscule by Him is considered a sin. Ki omram zal, as our sages taught, Talmid Chacham shenimtza revav al bigdo. If a Talmid Chacham walks out and there's a slight oil stain, there's a little bit of grease on his clothing, he's got a little bit of dirt, chayav mita. The Talmud says he gets a death penalty for that. Is there a prohibition against walking around with dirty clothing? The answer is yes. If you're a Talmid Chacham, so then people look at you and you represent the Torah. And if you're walking around even with a small stain, if people look at it and say, ach, so you cause people to say ach about one who represents the Torah. And so Talmid Chacham, the Talmud tells us, who walks out with a slight stain on his garment deserves the death penalty because he's on a higher level, and so Hashem holds him to a higher standard. V'chen shigigato lazadon, and so too the Talmud tells us in Baba Metzia, when he errs, that's the equivalent of when someone else does it on purpose. Because on his level, he should have been more careful so that he doesn't err. So that's the idea. Bikrovai ekadesh. Those that are closer to me, I expect them to sanctify my name, to be more perfect. Valpenei kol ha'am, but when it comes to the rest of the nation, ekaved, all I expect from them is the basic honor. My expectations are different from different people depending on their level. And the next thing the Magid Miduvna is going to do is to explain the logic behind this. He's going to say it breaks down to three causes. There are three reasons why this is so, and that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time. Three.